It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
You know, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the 8-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guys.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
Yes, we are, Lee. Good to see you. How are you?
It's been a long time.
You're wearing it
since last week.
You're wearing a monogram shirt, I see.
I'm very monogram.
Where's your Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy shirt, though?
It's a t-shirt. I can't wear that to work.
You can't wear t-shirts to work?
Not
Why,
in
Why, your boss will yell at you?
Boss is very strict here.
Really? You
There's got a dress code.
What's happening, man? What have you been doing?
I have been exhausted. I have not slept well for a week.
When you have to spend money, when you have to spend money, that keeps you up at night.
It's a brutal tire. Every day I've had to get here early and I've stayed late, and it's not going to end until Sunday will be my day of rest.
Sunday will be your day of rest. And the other thing I see as a problem is that our studio, there's no sunlight.
That doesn't bother
there's
me.
There's four walls.
It doesn't bother me.
You need to be exposed. It does bother you.
No.
You don't even know it. It's no. bothering you right now, and you don't even realize
normally
it's bothering
I you. Keep the light off. That's what I prefer.
Complete when people can
exactly. The other people don't like it as much, but that's why.
What do they use for animals? What's that light that they fluorescent light? What's that like purple light that they like when you leave an animal like a lizard or something in a cage? You know what I'm talking about? That
no,
purple light.
I've never had a lizard.
I know,
a
but
cage.
You know what I'm talking about.
A people black that light.
Black light. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what you need. A little black light.
Maybe.
So, so you've been busy, huh?
Oh, we both did something exercising this weekend.
What do you mean?
Separately. Separately.
Well, I asked you to join me, and you politely turned me down.
Well, I was spending time with my child, which is a little more
don't
important
give
than
me,
you.
Don't give me that. You'd rather spend more time with me than your child.
Are you kidding me? My kid? You've been around. My kid's fun to be around. So we both did outdoor activities. Why don't you start and tell us what you did?
Okay. Well, I did something. I've did something this week that I've been yearning to do that I have not been able to do yet. And this was the first weekend I got a chance to. I went paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding.
Yeah,
what
I
is
went up in Atlanta. I went up to Lake Lanier, and paddleboarding is a long, like a surfboard. It's a long board, about 10 feet long. And you stand up on it, and you just row. You paddle.
Right.
Okay. It's,
you might have seen it on The Amazing Race.
No, I didn't. I don't even want. I'm so.
Or if you were in Vietnam.
Right.
I think in Vietnam.
I was in Vietnam.
It's a common
yes.
way of getting around town.
And I've wanted to do this because I've been kayaking before, sea
yes.
kayaking, and I thought I would really enjoy doing that.
Right.
But what I found was that my back, it really hurt
to
my
be in
back
that kayak
in that kayak yeah. for a long time. And that position really seemed to fire up my low back. So I was saying, and I really want to be, I want to do more stuff on the water, especially in the summertime.
Right.
I want to be on the water. So I was trying to
find.
So
how'd it go? You got the board.
Well,
you got out there.
No, here's the thing. Because I was thinking about buying one.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, wait, why would I want to buy one of these things? What happens if I buy one?
You don't
I may
like
be
it.
$1,000 into this thing yeah. and I don't like it.
So you had to try it.
So I wanted to try it. So I go on Google, I try to find, and I found a place that you rented them for $20 an hour.
Oh,
by the way, place is
deal.
energywatersports.com if you're in Atlanta. Check them out. Great place. $20 for an hour. It was nothing. So I went up to Lake Lanier, and they're situated right by where the Lake Lanier, the water park is. They're actually inside the water park. And I went there.
Right.
And
you parked. They got you out there. Here,
yeah,
showed you how to do it.
I parked
far
I had,
away. I'm
yeah,
sure,
crazy,
you.
Crazy.
Like
I parked
a mile away.
A mile away.
Got a little cardio.
Got a little
in.
Cardio in at the end too. Got
Did
a,
you bring
and
your
the
own
end.
Life jacket, or they provide everything?
Here's the best part about it: you don't need a life jacket.
Really?
I'm sure you probably
you
do.
Should.
I'm sure for you know, but I don't know how long they've been around yet because I don't think they've lost anyone yet.
Yeah. So
but I'm sure next summer they'll be using life jackets. So there was a young girl, maybe, you know, late high school, college.
Right.
And I meet her at the lake. She goes, okay. She takes the surfboard. She puts in the water. She goes, here's a paddle.
Bye. Come back
and
in
like,
an hour.
I'm like, any.
No instruction?
Any tricks to this thing? What do I, anything I need to know? And they're like, oh, well, and I had gone
Watch
online.
Out for boats.
I had gone. Well, that's, I'll tell you about that too. I got online to see videos of it to see if there was any tricks I needed to learn. She's like, no, if you just want to, if you want to paddle, if you want to turn, you have to paddle on
the opposite,
opposite side. Right. And, you know, and then, and, but, and it was so much fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was great.
You didn't fall?
I fell once, but it, the falling, I was more, I was happy to fall because it was hot as hell. It was so hot. And, you know, you're in the, there's water around you and right. you're sweating. You know, you're like,
you're working.
Right. And I'm like, for, well, this was the problem too. I didn't know if my paddle would float, right? So I'm in the water, and I'm like, well, what happens if I lose? I didn't ask. I forgot to ask that question. So I'm like, what happens if I lose the paddle?
It's not like tethered to you?
No, there's nothing attached. Oh, I'm like, wow. I'm like, I know I can at least get to the board,
right?
But the paddle, and in the lake, you can't see, and the paddle was black, and I'm like, this is going to cost me more money if I fall and this thing goes. So, you know, so what happened one time is I got really hot. I just went to the side of the dock. There was a dock there. I got off the board and jumped
in the middle of the lake. You were nearby the shore?
Well, I was in a
cove.
I was in a cove, but that had a dock right there. So I went to the dock, got off the board, jumped in the water, and then I got back on the board, and then you know, at the end I was trying, you know, I was doing some tricks, and then I fell in. And I was like, oh my God, where's the paddle? Like, I'm going to spend $100 on a paddle here.
Did it sink?
No, it didn't. Yeah, I think it did float. But I was so panicked, I had to get to it right away. So getting on the board and standing up, it's very sturdy. It's very stable.
Really?
It's 10 feet long.
I know,
so
but is it wide? How wide is it? The size of the studio tables?
Oh, you mean one of them. It's probably about that wide, maybe a little bit more narrow right at the.
Is there places to put your feet? Like
no, little, no, that was the thing too. And the thing is, I didn't have those Vibram five fingers, you know, those
you were barefoot.
Barefoot. Yeah. So I didn't, but I was fine. I wasn't really pushing it, but I'll tell you the one thing that did happen is you were talking about the boat situation.
Right. The wake of the boat.
No, the guy, there was a boat coming, you know, and I'm getting more adventurous. I wanted to go out into the middle of the lake.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to like, I'm like, this is fun. I got the hang of this. All of a sudden there's a boat and the guy's doing this with his hand, like waving
me to move.
Yeah. He's telling me to move. Right. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know which way he's, and I'm like, you think I'm nimble
you have
on
some
this thing.
Control, right?
Right. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. So I realized that these things are great when there's no boats around.
It's better.
Yeah.
When there's no boats.
When there's boats, it's a problem.
Not
but,
as fun.
But I definitely highly recommend the, you know,
so you
to
should
try
just keep paying the $20. I would just do that.
Yeah. I mean, what's $20?
Right.
I know.
That's a way to do it. Well, don't buy your own thing. It'll take you like 50 times to break even.
Well, I don't know how much a board is, but yeah, they were really interested in selling me. I told them I was interested in buying one of these things, and they were like, oh, well, we can sell you one. I'm like, but I have a, but the thing is, I have a friend that lives on the lake nearby me, and I was thinking about maybe talking to him and see if he wants to do it with me.
Oh, and that way you can split it and have it live at his house by the lake.
We either split it or buy two of them and go do it together.
Right.
Because I would really like to do it with him as well. So, and that's a motor, that's a electric lake, meaning there's no boats.
It's that's
all
better.
Right. They're all pontoon boats that have electric motors, so they don't travel very far. So a lot of fun, great activity, and a great upper body workout too. What about you? What happened with you? What did you do?
So, you know that I own an inflatable canoe. Were you aware of that?
You own a inflatable canoe?
Yes. I own an inflatable
canoe. I did not
canoe.
Know this.
Yes.
Wait, you have to blow this thing. Wait, it's a canoe?
No, it's electric. I have an electric inflator. It's not a human mouth that inflates it.
Right. So, okay. So, right. You have to use the thing that
inflates. Right. It inflates in minutes. It's like those airbed things. Like, literally in two minutes, it's inflated.
Okay. Aren't you afraid that the thing deflates while you're on the lake? It doesn't deflate.
A little afraid. I won't lie.
Wait, where did you?
I won't lie.
You take this on the Chattahoochee, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, in that cesspool.
I don't go in the water.
Oh.
I don't go in the water.
I can't even. Where'd you go? Over by.
What we do is we go by Johnson Ferry and we go to end up at 285.
That's like where the most pollution is probably.
So it's probably. It took us like 3 hours.
It's cold though, right? The
water's freezing cold.
It's really, yeah, that
so
feels good.
So this is us. We go in
How many can fit in this thing?
Two.
Oh, so it's you. And this is you and
me
your
and
son.
My son.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And then we bring a cooler. And we were
beer.
Out there.
You bring beer, some beer.
You know, and it's we're next to because it was so hot. We both went the same day.
Uh huh.
It was 97 degrees.
Right.
So where I'm at, it's filled with the party guys. Every frat. It was like. frat boy central. You know, they're tying together rafts. What, and
so did your son see any naked girls? I'm sure he had to see a couple of naked girls.
But there was plenty of bikinis. And so now the guys, the way they get in there with their little inner tubes that, you know, they have them filled with beer.
Right.
That's all they care about. They're all tied together.
Right.
And so me and my son are in there. And you have to understand, neither one of us are A, outdoorsy people, and B, coordinated at all. We have no idea.
That's not true.
We don't know how to row. We're not experienced.
Oh, you're not
the
scullers. You're not
whatever.
Scullers. Right.
So,
oarsmen.
The thing where you get onto the, this is where it's a little tricky. So we get the boat. We have this, literally, it comes in.
And the other thing, too, it's, the other thing you're talking about, it's something you have to blow up, right? So it's not real, I'm sure it's not as sturdy as a.
No, it's like an inflatable
pool. Waterbed.
Pool. It's like an inflatable pool shaped like a canoe. That's what it is.
That's got to be tricky. That's got to be some, that's got to be a little.
The inflatable part's the easiest part. Literally, in 5 minutes, the whole thing's ready to go. From being in my trunk to we're carrying it to the water.
Right. Now, is it a rush to try to get to the water so it doesn't deflate at all? So it's more sturdy?
Not. It's totally fine.
Okay.
It's not that at all. That's not the problem.
Like as a noodle, like a very flimsy.
It's not. It's we spent some money. This is a high quality inflatable.
High quality inflatable. Okay. Okay.
So we have everything. We have a canoe. We have
paddles.
And it comes with, we each have oars that have the paddles on both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then we have life jackets that we keep in the canoe but don't wear. And then we have our cooler with food.
Wait, you have life jackets that you keep in the thing you don't wear?
Well, because you have to. Like, there's a law that you have to have it in a boat. You have to have a life jacket.
But the law doesn't mean it doesn't have to be on you where it would save your life.
Exactly.
That's great.
The Chattahoochee's not that deep. It's not
right.
Like
it's good to teach your kid. There's not only, how many people die in the Chattahoochee every year? About
a couple hundred? I don't know. So, so we start off, you get in the water. So we're in the water and then it's, we do it once a year.
Uh-huh.
This is the second time since we bought it. So we're in there and we have the learning curve of how to even row, you know, because we don't.
Right. You don't row. You don't do it a lot.
Like theoretically, you're supposed to be synchronized the left.
And he's younger than you too. He's not probably as strong. And
well,
he's not.
Right. It's fine though. So we're going. The problem is right at the beginning, not only do you have all the people there that have just got in too, there's a bridge with posts.
Right.
You got to kind of
navigate
maneuver
through.
Between.
Right.
That's not good.
And there's a current, too, right? So there's a current, and you're having to navigate with the current.
Right. So you got that going, and then we don't know what we're doing, so we got to figure out that quickly.
Now, is there yelling going on between the two of you?
I'm yelling.
Are you yelling at him like, idiot? Are you calling him like, idiot? Like,
no, I don't yell like that.
Okay.
I'm just like, do something. Like, his instinct is
to do nothing.
Right.
My
instinct
is to do something. so there's a lot of work on your part.
That doesn't work well. And especially, it's a canoe, so it's kind of long and thin. One person, it's not that helpful.
Right.
But when you're doing it together in synchronization, it works extremely well.
You
can really move.
You can move, and it's right.
But the problem, we were the only canoe that I saw that
going
periodically
sideways?
Would spin in circles. And this happened with such frequency that it became, we were laughing towards the end about like, why are we I'm telling you, we were in the water for 3 hours. I'm saying an hour we were actually riding backwards because we couldn't control where to make it go the
that's
right way.
Great.
And then you have some danger because it's not like a regular canoe that's hard and firm.
Right.
And it's a Chattahoochee, so there's stuff in the water.
Right.
Like there's logs. And
right,
there's
stuff
like
that can puncture stuff that can puncture your device.
Our margin of error for the canoe is not good over a log with sticks poking out.
Yeah, that's not good.
If you have one of those real canoes that are firm, like
so,
who cares?
So and probably what happens is that you'll see the danger and you'll
go,
oh my God, and your kid will go, yeah.
Yeah,
and it won't do anything.
And then I'm
and
like,
you're like, do something. And then like,
and
I don't know.
There
what to
we
do.
Go spinning again. And then it was crazy.
Oh man!
And he's like, let's go over the rapids. And I'm like, let's avoid the rapids. You know, like he wants it to be like all rough and like a roller coaster, and I want it to be you know placid and just kind of coast.
Right. Well, you know what? I forgot that those rafts that you go down. Like when you go whitewater rafting, they're
rubbery too.
They're rubbery too. They're not firm. They're not plastic, and they're strong.
Right,
very strong.
But this is it's not a problem. It's inflatable, and it deflates quickly. But this is the funny part at the end. So we're getting out And what happened?
I don't know. The funny part I think already happened. It seemed like the funny part's already been. Okay.
So the river's kind of wide at the end, okay, where we end up. On the right.
Where do you end up on Azalea Drive?
We end up all the way by where we did the filming of the pilot. Right at.
Powers Ferry.
Right.
I got gotcha.
So it ends over there. It ends right where we filmed.
And you start at Johnson Ferry?
Right. On the other side of. The far side of Johnson Ferry.
Okay. That takes you 3 hours.
It probably takes a regular person 15 minutes, but that's what it takes us 3 hours. So we're getting to the end, right? And there's where it ends on where we were getting off is not an official dock. You know, it's just like a slope of dirt.
Right. Right.
So we're aiming there, and that's where my wife was going to pick us up because she was walking the river while we were doing this. She drops us off.
Look at all this activity.
Drives to the, right? She drops us off where we're at, drives to where we did the filming, and then she walks it and then is done when we're done. So we're aiming to get off, and my wife has a fear of snakes. There's a snake right in the spot, right? So my kid's like, snake! Snake, right? And it's like it's on the shore, so I'm like, yeah, and there's a river, it's a current, like you can't miss your exit, right?
How big is the snake?
I don't know, it's a decent sized snake. So now I can't, my wife's oblivious, we see my wife, she's oblivious, and then we're like, we can't call her here because if she sees this she's gonna flip out. So now we pass our exit, right? So now we have to go up the opposite way with the current, right? So now the current is pushing us, keep going.
And you can't come back.
And we got to come back.
Oh, no.
So we're like, we're trying to go back.
Oh, my God.
So now there's people on the shore laughing at us because they're like, what are you doing? Like, this is like crazy. And then my wife's, we're like, we can't do this. She doesn't know why. So we're like, hey, why don't we go to the other side of the river? Like, you know, on the opposite side. So now we have to go back upstream and then let the current take us to the complete opposite side, which is pretty far, and then get off at a normal like docking thing. And that's what we ended up doing. But it was insane.
So when you saw the snake in the water, was it like...
It was on the shore. It was on the dirt.
It
wasn't in the water. It was like...
Oh.
It was where we would have gotten off, we would have stepped on it.
It's
like
right
it was
there.
Right there.
Oh, man. That's probably where he hangs out.
Right. That's his spot.
That's where he gets in and out.
Right. So, can you imagine? You've just spent 3 hours, and you're like sweating and hot, right. And you want to get out.
That's what I want to ask you. Did you ever jump into the water at all?
In that water?
So you feel the same way?
I'm going to get in that water.
Even though you're hot and sweaty, right.
We had provisions. We had water and stuff.
Oh, you see, that's the thing that would kill me. I want to go in the water so bad that I can't. I've been on that. I feel the same way. I don't want to go in that water.
And the thing is, the worst part is once you're in that boat, you can't get out. It's not like, oh, I'm done. I'm out.
Right.
A half hour. It's like, you're in.
You're in. It's a full day thing.
Yeah. It was funny.
That's great. That's really a lot of fun.
And that's a workout, man.
That is a workout. Three hours doing that. You're doing that. Well, I'm doing another adventure tomorrow, Lee. I'm renting a wave runner.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I'm going out wave running
for
about 4 hours.
That's not exercise, is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The way I do it, it's going to be exercise. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm renting one for about 4 hours. I'm going from about 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Probably won't do it the whole time, but a good portion of that time I will be out there on the lake. I'm excited. I'm a bachelor for the weekend. My wife is down in South Florida with the kids, so I can take advantage of this time. When's the last time, Lee, I'm going to be able
with her boyfriend?
Yes. Evan and Adam.
Yes.
Her two boyfriends. And so I'm going to meet with them on Saturday, but I'm really looking forward to this.
You're driving?
No, I'm flying. Flying back there on Saturday. I'm driving my daughter and my wife back Sunday. And the boys are going to stay down there for the remaining time, play some golf with their grandparents. And I may get a chance to go to Ben's Deli.
Nice.
There may even be some stuff for me. So I'm excited about that. And I got to tell you some good stuff, too, about I have a good running story.
Right?
But I want to bring in our guest today, and then we'll talk about that later on.
Okay.
We have with us the CEO of Attune Foods. He is Rob Hurlbut, and he's the president and CEO. And they introduced a line of probiotic chocolate bars, which we had, Lee.
Yes.
We had in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. They were very good. They came out with this
a while back, and we're excited to have him on the show today. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, Rob, probiotics are becoming more and more popular, and you guys are getting into putting them in chocolate, which, what a combination, Lee. I mean, that's the way to go. Probiotics and chocolate
together.
Do you
think you can put them in Skittles?
Too much sugar. Low sugar. Man, yeah.
I love Skittles.
So now, tell us a little bit about Tune Foods and what you're trying to accomplish, and especially with probiotics. You know, they're becoming more and more popular. More people know about them, especially for, you know, we hear a lot about people who are taking antibiotics and trying to maintain their digestive flora in the gut. And tell us how did you get started. And is this kind of a new technology?
Well, Adam, it's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, we approached it from a fairly holistic sense and realized that, you know, overall health really begins with good gut health, because so much happens in your gut in terms of both your immune system. 70% of your immune system is your gut, and then obviously you extract all the energy from your food there. And for many people, one of the issues they'd confronted was, you know, an inability to maintain good gut flora, good bacteria. You actually have more bacterial cells in your body than you do human cells, and they play all kinds of vital roles. And if you're out of balance, either through, as you mentioned, maybe taking antibiotics to address some bacterial issue, or perhaps you know, you may just be stressed, or, you know,
right,
too much alcohol consumption, a range of things can throw your gut out of whack. And those are situations where fortifying your gut with good bacteria can really help. And that's what probiotics are. They're bacteria that have been proven to have a helpful effect on your gut.
Now, the probiotics, it seems that there's many different types of them. And recently there's studies that have come out that kind of show that there may be three types of digestive systems that a human has. And depending upon the digestive system that you have might depend upon, you know, what foods you should be eating, what foods you kind of you should stay away from. Now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I think, you know, the research is really new. The study you're referring to came out, I think, about a month ago.
Right.
It was great to see, because we've certainly noticed, just from talking, we've been in the business now for about 5 years and talking to consumers, that, you know, different probiotics work for different consumers. And, you know, the bacteria you have in your gut are different than the ones that Lee has in his. And
thank God. Thank God for that, Rob. I'm telling you.
Mine are a little heavier. They're less toned.
Yeah, so Lee, yours are very fit bacteria. No, and the ones, and I think the key is identifying, you know, which probiotics work for which individual. And the research that came out indicated that there may be some natural groupings of consumers that fit certain types. And to the degree that's possible, then I think it'll be very exciting to think about how products evolve to address those specific types and specific conditions. So the science is incredibly new, but it's really exciting. And as we look at, you know, 5 years from now, I think the probiotic space will have evolved significantly. And I think we'll be able to look at how to use bacteria to address a much broader range of health issues.
Right. And also, when it comes to putting them into foods, we're seeing that the technology that goes into making probiotics and inducing them into foods and chocolate has come a long way too, because now, you know, it's not necessarily that you need necessarily live cultures to get the benefit of the probiotic.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the true definition of a probiotic is it's a live bacteria. So it's a live bacteria that's proven to have a health benefit on the host. So, you know, there are bacteria out there that are not living. And I think there's certainly some conflicting science about their efficacy. Our approach has been that we realize, you know, we've been very keen on making sure that we do deliver fully live cultures in chocolate. And the reason we chose chocolate, in addition to it tasting great and being something that people are generally happy to introduce into their diet,
right,
is that it has, it's a really good, because there's a low water activity, it's an excellent way to preserve bacteria. And we keep them refrigerated throughout the supply chain from the point of manufacture all the way, you know, we sell them actually in the yogurt aisle. And the reason we do that is we want to make sure that at time of consumption, you're getting the full effective dose, which in our case, the clinical support around the bacteria we have is around 6.1 billion bacteria per bar, which, you know, it's going to be different. The number of bacteria you need that are linked to the clinical support is different depending on the strain. So you need to look into the details around each particular probiotic that you may be interested in trying. But for us, it's really important that you know those cultures are live and effective, not just when you eat them, but then also they're in a form that allows them to live all the way to the point where they could reside in your lower intestine.
Now, I know probiotics is a big part of your company, but you've also expanded into kind of the cereals, and you've gotten involved in other areas right?
Yeah, our thinking was...
Rob, before you get into the series, chance you're going to get into pastrami? Any chance about getting into kosher pastrami?
He used to be in the meat business.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did.
That's
I'm exiting the pastrami world.
Okay, go ahead.
We were looking at this broader space of digestive health. And I think, you know, when we think about digestive health, there are really three pillars that are vital. One is... avoiding things that you might be allergic to. So, you know, Americans are becoming increasingly aware of food allergies, be they really severe, like in the case of a celiac sufferer, or who's allergic, you know,
to gluten,
or it might be somebody who just says, you know, I have a mild gluten intolerance, so they're looking to get gluten out of their diet, or it might be somebody who has, you know, much more severe food allergies. So the first thing around digestive health is do not eat things that make you sick. So we have a line of cereals under the Erewhon brand that are all organic and gluten-free and are just incredibly pure, clean foods that are perfect for somebody who's in that group. The second area, and something that's much broader that you guys, I'm sure, have talked a lot about, is the need for Americans to get more fiber in their diet.
Right.
And, you know, the great thing is fiber comes in really wonderful, natural forms. And the Uncle Sam's cereal brand, which was first created in 1908, delivers in its cereal 10 grams of fiber, 7 grams of protein, and less than 1 gram of sugar, just with a very pure, natural mix of whole rolled wheat flakes and flaxseed. So it's, you know, just very basic, really pure. And frankly, you know, for most people, if they're looking to get on a good health regimen, I would start with, you know, a cereal like Uncle Sam every day, just because you're getting all the fiber, which also has prebiotic effects, which are, you know, the fibers that can fuel the growth of good bacteria in your gut. And then the third pillar was the one we've already talked about, which is the probiotic piece, where you want to make sure you do have those good bacteria working in your gut to keep you healthy and help you get the energy out of your food.
Right. And it seems like the fiber area is one of those big areas where people are getting marketed, where they're kind of getting duped into getting, you know, you can get fiber in yogurt, you can get fiber in everything, but it's
in
the
cigarettes. I think you can get them now.
You can get fiber but it's the wrong form. It's not the type of fiber that actually helps in terms of lowering risk of colon cancer and coronary artery disease. So that's good that it comes in the form that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I think the neat thing, too, is that these cereals are so basic, and it's not that, you know, cereals are not that expensive. You know, in fact, if you look at just, you know, to me, I was reading this study this morning that came out, an NPD study that said 56% of, I guess the interviewed group was people 50 and older, expected to pay more for to eat healthy food. And, you know, it's just, to me, that's ridiculous. I mean, healthy food is really some of the most healthy food are the purest, simplest foods. And, you know, a cereal like Uncle Sam, which is, you know, it's just a great, you know, wheat and flaxseed. I mean, it's tough to get much simpler than that. And it's just a phenomenal way to start your day on a regimen that is moving you. I mean, you're getting a third of your fiber, recommended fiber content right there at breakfast.
Now,
that's a great way to move you down the
pathway. That was good thinking. You used the word moving you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lee. Yes.
Very subtle.
It was not an intended use, but I
do you guys have bets there to see if you can say that, to fit that into a conversation?
No, but that's pretty good. I didn't even, that was completely unintended, but thank you for catching that.
Now, Rob, where can we pick up Uncle Sam? Where can we get the cereal at?
Uncle Sam is really broadly distributed at most major retailers, including you know, Whole Foods and Walmart and Publix, and you know, it's in about 13,000 stores in the country, which is the result of over 100 years of being in the category.
And what types of cereals, what types of flavors do they have? So people know more about them.
The primary one is the original, which is, as I described, and then we have a couple of flavored varieties that are very lightly sweetened with 6 grams of sugar per serving, as opposed to the original, which is less than one. And those include a strawberry, a honey almond, there's actually a raisin brand that we'll be launching soon. So those are the other flavors.
That's one of my favorites. I like that. Now, what other products are you guys – what's the future in Attune Foods? What other areas are you going to be going into in terms of what other products you want to going to be putting out there as well?
Well, you know, we think that, you know, one of the big things for Americans that you guys probably hear a lot in talking to folks is the need for convenience. You know, it's amazing. Cereal, I think of as sort of the ultimate convenience food because it takes, you know, 2 minutes to pour a bowl of cereal and cut up some fruit and pour some milk on it and get your day going. But the reality is for Americans who are commuting further and further distances to work, cereal is proving to be too time intensive, and they're seeking more convenient alternatives. So
really?
Cereal bars are growing, while the cereal category, if you look at the total cereal category in the U.S., it's down over 2% year over year. And that is being attributed purely to this need for convenience. So the cereal bar category is growing. And so, you know, we think we need to look at ways to address those convenience needs with not that different products than we have today, but ones that, you know, perhaps can fit in a cup holder.
What about the, you know, when it comes to cereal, though, the thing about cereal, you have to always combine it with milk. You know, when,
here we go. Yep. This is his invention.
No, this isn't my invention.
Adam, are you a non-dairy?
He wants to put a juice in cereal. If you can figure out a way to make a cereal with juice.
Here's the deal. I have a problem with milk. I love milk, but for some reason, when I have milk and cereal together, it does not do well with me. But I really like the combination. It works, you know, in terms of the taste. I think there's, but I've been trying to. I fiddled around with many different combinations. Water, orange juice doesn't seem to work real well. Is there a buddy for cereal that we can come up with that doesn't, you know, for people...
That's not milk.
That's not milk.
Well, I think, you know, some of the non-dairy alternatives are great. So, you know, whether it's soy milk, rice milk,
almond milks
and oat milks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're really wonderful. They have, obviously, they're somewhat sweeter and they provide... you know, I think they're a little thicker than your water or juice options.
Yeah, but you know, the problem too, Rob, with
and then
that
yogurt,
is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say yogurt is you know...
Yogurt.
A really
true.
Wonderful approach because you're combining then...
Like a parfait.
You know, if you're using a fresh yogurt,
right. It's like
you're
a parfait.
Getting good bacteria and you're getting then the fiber
that's a good,
coming out of the
and you're getting the crunch, so, too.
Right.
You're getting the crunch feeling with the...
He takes his milk, he puts the cereal in the milk, then
he
drains out the milk.
Right. I let the... Because you don't need
in
the excess
colander.
Milk. Right. I drain it out and I just have it mushy. I like the mushy. But you know what the other thing, Rob, about cereal, too? They measure cereal, you know, in those crazy, you know, how many servings it should be. It should be measured in like how many did you eat half a box? Like, did you eat a whole box? Because nobody stops at a bowl, right? You can't just eat a bowl of cereal.
Well, they do it by the cup, like half a cup.
Like a cup. I mean, who eats a cup? I mean, you get a bowl, you fill the whole thing up, and then you're like, you know what, that was good. You fill up another bowl, and then you look at
We'd love it if consumers do that. Although, you know. Certainly, in our case, we hope that that a single serving of 55 grams is sufficient. And 10 grams of fiber.
Right.
So
that should be in holding for a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, also, you're a big sports enthusiast. It sounds like you're a big runner.
I am.
And
I heard you were just going to say you had a good running story.
Yeah, I did have a good. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to go back and listen to this, Rob, because this is a breakthrough. The running and story is very inspirational for me. But now, in terms of starting this brand, Attune Foods, and personally, is there anything that you something that drove you to get into this side of the business or being a fitness advocate and stuff like that?
Well, you know, I really my interest. I've been in the food industry for 25 years, and it's wonderful because it is a business that also brings both an environmental aspect to the table because we're producing food which is coming out of the ground. So you have to be responsible about how you do that, and then there's obviously the social piece because food is. You know, the key to good health. I mean, you can do two things. You can exercise and you can eat right. And so personally, I think it's just, you know, a sort of passion I have and also a responsibility we have. You know, I think it's actually, I was writing a piece the other day, you know, arguably the most patriotic thing Americans can do right now is focus on their on improving their health through nutrition. You know, you look at, you know, healthcare costs at 17% of GDP, and people are worried about how much the deficit is. And,
right.
You know, the best thing we can do is take care of ourselves and spend less money on healthcare, and we'll have a stronger economy as a result.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, those are, it's one of the few places where it all kind of comes together in the food you eat. And if we're producing great food, that's healthy and good for people, I think we're doing a lot to make this country a better place.
Yeah, it sounds like you, I mean, you create a product, you walk the walk, you, you're doing, you know, it, we had on last week, who did we have on lead?
Honest Tea.
Honest Tea. We had Seth Goldberg,
ago.
The CEO from
Goldman.
Honest Tea. Goldman?
Yeah.
Goldman. I thought he was the wrestler, Goldberg.
Yeah.
No. Again, same passion about creating a product that's, you know, organic, something that's good for people, and the same type of attitude towards of health as well. So you guys are great role models. You're not only making great stuff, but you're great role models.
That's nice of you to say. I mean, I think, yeah, it is all about walking the walk. I mean, I think you know,
that's where we fail.
Yeah.
We don't walk the walk.
Well,
that's a problem.
It doesn't look that way, Lee.
That's right.
So, running the run.
Running the run, exactly. Well, if people want to learn more about the food, where is the best place we can learn more about Attune Foods?
Go to your grocery store.
Yeah, that's where you learn. You got to buy there,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's a great start. Thank you for that plug. But certainly on our website, you know, at attunefoods.com, we have a lot of information and, you know, a lot of great resources as well if people are looking for other things they can do with their diet. As you said, there are a lot of great products out there, and, you know, we're honored to be part of what is a growing natural and organic food industry, presenting, as I said, choices that don't cost much to help people really improve the health of their lives.
And if you're going to choose chocolate, why not choose a probiotic chocolate?
Exactly.
Yeah, precisely.
They taste great. They taste fantastic. I had one a couple weeks ago. It tasted great. I mean, so that's the way to go, for sure. And why get M&Ms? Go get probiotic chocolate bars.
He's working on
exactly.
The M&Ms version of that.
Oh, you are? That would be awesome. That would be great.
With almonds.
I'll put that in our new product development pipeline here.
Rob, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You're with Attune Foods. We really appreciate taking time out of your schedule. And everybody needs to go to the website, attunefoods.com, and go to Whole Foods, go to Publix, go pick up some products right now and go buy some stuff. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Rob Hurlbut with Attune Foods.
Very good, doctor.
You like that?
Nice transition.
That was great. Nice guy.
What should they do when they're online at Attune Foods, doctor?
If it was me, I would go to attunefoods.com. But that's just me.
And then after that, what would you do?
And if it was after that, I would go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Really?
At drfitnessandthefatguy.com.
Good idea.
And if I was there, I would look around.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't stop.
No.
I wouldn't go to that front page and go, what's this? You know, and go, where's the show?
You know,
I wouldn't go like, oh, wait, I clicked on the radio show. There's no radio show. Wait, what's the blog? I go to the blog, and there's a radio show there.
It's confusing.
It's a little confusing. But
they should
there.
Be our friend on Facebook, because now we've surpassed, I believe, 700.
No.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I was at 688 the other day.
699 yesterday. Assuming we're...
Wait a minute. You went to...
I went to my wife's. And
oh,
it happened
okay.
To be
okay. I got you. I knew something
I'm
was
like,
a little.
$6.99. Wow, that's pretty good.
So
pay attention to this because it was $500 just a few weeks ago.
I know. So something's happening. We're getting more friends. Yeah. It must be Megan. Megan's doing some magic to make that happen.
Maybe you're more charming than you had been in the past.
I don't think so. I'm worse, I think, than before. So yeah, check us out and also check out our book, 35 Things to Know About Raising Active Kids.
Do we tell them to eat cereal in the book? I don't remember.
Well, we haven't. We should be writing a new book soon, so we'll talk about eating. Yeah. We'll tell them if you want to live healthier, they need to go to Attune Foods and eat more cereal, more fiber, and probiotic chocolate bars.
Gotta love that.
We should have probiotic chocolate bars in the studio.
That would be a nice
touch. Wouldn't that
be
good?
Nice.
You're gonna have some probiotic chocolate bars
instead of the Hershey's that I'm eating
right
now.
We have a thing of Hershey's on the darn thing here. I got Honesty Hefty. Half tea, half lemonade. Ooh, what do you got? You got these nuggets. These things rock.
There's
the special dark ones with the almonds. These
probiotic
are
probiotic free. Probiotic free.
They're just biotics.
We need biotics some probiotic here. Ones with that, with almonds and probiotics and some raisins. How good would that be? You know how much we feel about raisins and chocolate. And
cherries.
Cherries, too. Yeah, we got to talk to Rob again. We got to tell him that's
cherries.
Our...
What's he thinking?
Cherries.
Raisins. Forget about raisin brand. Cherry brand.
I don't know why they go with raisins constantly. It should be cherries.
Yeah, the cherry people.
Tart
they're
and
not,
chocolate tastes so much better.
Yes, they're not doing enough, the cherry people.
And chocolate, they're not getting together enough. Yeah. They need to... They need
missed opportunity.
They need to get together more.
Cherries are very healthy.
So, Lee, before we get into our Twitter contest, we haven't had a Twitter contest.
I don't have time to do that.
What do you mean?
Because I want to hear the running story.
It's not going to be that long. Okay, so let me tell you my running story. I'm going to tell you this, that for the last... I'd say probably the last month and a half, my running has gotten into the terrible land, meaning the feeling of running, meaning I go out for a run, I feel like crap.
Yeah, no kidding. That's how running is.
I run, I feel like crap. No, running is like on clockwork. I don't feel no different. I run, I do. And I've been feeling worse and worse and worse and worse.
Chiropractor.
Knees were bothering me.
Neck?
No, my back. I was getting cramps in my... And, you know, and I was almost thinking about, man, I probably need to go to physical. There might be something going on here. I may have some sort of intermittent claudication, some neurogenic problem. I don't know. Something was weird where I was saying to myself, you know what? I need to get checked out because something's not right. And I'm telling you, my runs getting more and more difficult. I was almost at the point, I'm like, you know what? I got to find other things to do because this running sucks.
Why don't you get your pain doctor to give you the hookup little epidural?
I don't go.
Epidural.
I don't go.
A little,
homie, don't roll like that.
Get a little love
homie,
from
don't
him.
Roll like that.
Sure, he
no
can
meds.
Hook you up a little Dr.
You know
House, Dr. Gregory House treatment, a little Vicodin. Fix
little
you right
pain
up.
Meds, a little pain
fix
meds.
Fix you right up.
Man, I'm flying today. Yeah, no. You know, most people, they get pain meds. What do? They kind of combine them with something else. They feel real good. I'd probably just go out and run more. That would be my
thing. Wouldn't that be good?
So here's what I found. This you're going to laugh because it's so obvious.
So you solved the problem? Is that what happened?
I solved the problem.
And so there was a problem.
There was a problem, and I figured it out. And the reason why I did not figure it out long ago is because I've stayed away from using myself and what happens with me and my self-experimentation with my body. And I went with strictly the data. And what does the data say, Lee, about stretching?
Stretching is the key for you.
Stretching, no. Stretching doesn't reduce injuries, right?
Right.
You know, they've done a bunch of studies, Australian studies, 2,000 military people didn't reduce the risk of injury. So, you know, why even stretch?
Why bother?
Why even bother? So I haven't bothered.
Right.
The other morning, I decided to bother. I bothered.
For a long time?
Yes. For a good 30 minutes. And all I stretched was my hamstrings and my quads.
For 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
That's insane.
30 minutes. That's all I did, right?
That's as long as you run.
No, I run longer. I run. No, I went
running. Is running.
I went running longer than that. I run running for an hour. But I'll tell you, I ran. It was such a significant change. There was almost a 40-second change in my time. So I wanted this, and the course that I ran was relatively flat course. So I didn't want to chalk it up to like, well, maybe it's just the terrain, and I've been running more hills, and I've been going outside. So I decided today, and I ran a hilly course today, and I did the same thing. I stretched for a while, and I didn't stretch for 30 minutes. I stretched for maybe 20 minutes, and I had the same result. Had such a great run. I didn't feel the pain. I went out. I felt like a kid again. I felt nimble. I felt like I can, you know, like I can't believe
who
I have been ignoring.
Who has that much time to stretch for 30 minutes?
Listen.
And then run for an hour.
Well, I didn't run for an hour today. I only ran for about 40 minutes today. But I'll tell you, it felt so much better. So now, what am I doing?
Stretching. Forget the run. Stretch.
Right, just stretching now. I stretch before the run. I stretch after the run. And now I'm stretching now at night before I go to bed.
What about in the middle?
Before I go to bed. Before I go to bed. I'm stretching now before I go to bed.
Are you going
to
buy one of those stretching machines?
What do you mean?
You know, we had it at the gym.
Well, I have that one.
It's still at your house?
No, it's at the office. I use it at the office, though.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Bring that home.
Maybe, but it takes up a lot of space. So that's what's going on. You know, Lee, before we go, I also want to tell you, too. So that's my running story. People who say that stretching doesn't work, it works.
It works for
and
Dr.
Keep
Fitness.
Doing it works for me. Anecdotally. Anecdotally, it works for me.
We love that anecdotal evidence.
Absolutely. That's all you need, especially if it comes from me.
Maybe it's that wristband. Maybe that was the problem.
The wristband.
The magic wristband that those people send us.
No, I don't have it on.
Oh.
It wasn't the wristband, I'll tell you that much. Lee, I will tell you that if you have a problem with a company, the best thing that you can do is Twitter.
Yeah, they're paying people, attention to Twitter, people, I'll tell you that.
People find you when you have a problem. If you mention their company, they seem to respond out there.
Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like you bad-mouthing
them on
Twitter. So make
sure, I had a little problem with Sears Automotive. They were not, all of a sudden I needed new tires. I take them in every month, or every time I need an oil change, I rotate the tires. All of a sudden, they weren't going to rotate my tires, because if there was such wear on my tires, they said, oh no, I can't, it's against our company policy to rotate the tires. I'm like, you mean to tell me the last time I brought this in, it wasn't,
Company policy.
It wasn't worn that much, and then in 3,000 miles, I got to some crazy wear.
I don't buy it.
3,000 miles.
Yeah. I'm not buying it, Doctor.
So I Twittered. That's what I Twittered.
And then what happened? Somebody called you?
Well, I got some response, some Sears response, but you know, I don't have a lot of juice on Twitter yet because I only have like 300 followers.
300. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. How many do you have? You have a lot.
Couple thousand.
You have a couple thousand.
It's not that big of an achievement. I can get you more if you want more.
Yeah. What do?
You take some of mine. I sell them.
You sell them in friends?
Packets of 50.
Followers?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
You need 100?
Just get me over 1,000. I feel so...
Yeah, 300's a little
inadequate with a 300. Yeah. That's like I'm such a newbie.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it for a while now.
Obviously not doing it right.
I'm not doing it right enough. So, yeah, so Twitter if you have a problem. And also, I was in the market, Lee. I'm trying to look for a new bicycle. I had a really good experience going to REI.
Yes, they're very good.
They're very attentive. It gave me a lot of information.
So you want to go there and then buy the bike somewhere else?
I don't know. No, it's not that.
You get their information for an hour of their time and then go somewhere else.
No, I got a chance to try their bikes and use their stuff. I really like them that much that I may give them my business because I had such a good experience there. You know, nice. I really like them. They really.
Why don't you ask our listeners if they have any bike tips? Any
yeah,
brands?
About buying a bike. Yeah, I'm looking at the bike I looked at was a Marin, and the other thing I looked at, there's many different styles of bikes now. They have the mountain bike, obviously the road bikes, the racing bikes, and they have these urban bikes as well, and they have a little shock absorber.
Do they have the cool rims and the
no, they have a
they
little
bounce up and down.
They have a little shock absorber on the seat. It's comfortable.
Right.
And they're just built for comfort.
What about a...
Take them on the greenway.
Why don't you get a unicycle?
I don't think I'll be able to go as fast.
That.
Can't go as fast. When you use a unicycle, you want to go fast. Will you take your feet off the pedals?
No, you can't. You got to keep them on.
You got to keep
There's
your feet
no
on the...
chain. It's just pedals and wheel.
What if you just want to go without
you
pedaling?
Without pedaling.
You got to
no
pedal
coasting.
The whole time?
There's no coasting.
There's no coasting?
No.
Can you go up a hill and down a hill?
I can't. Maybe you can.
Maybe I can.
My kid
Dr. Fitness can. Probably could. All right, Lee. Well, that is our show for today. I want to thank our guest, Rob Hurlbut, for coming on the show, the CEO and president of Attune Foods. Great information about a great company, attunefoods.com. Check them out. Go buy some products. When you're online, don't forget to check out our company, too, drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Become one of our friends and check out
Yeah, we should give something away on Facebook. We haven't done that in a while.
Well, we have this contest. You sure you don't want to do this thing? We have 4 minutes.
All right, we can do it.
I didn't know any of
this. I'm tired of this contest. I'm losing interest in this.
All right, then let's not do it. Let's not do it then. Let's come up with.
I don't know if she posted it though.
We'll come up with a different contest. We'll come up with a different contest. All right. Oh, and by the way, Lee, there's a guy that we have to get on the show. He's from Duluth, Georgia. He was on Extreme Makeover: Weight Loss Edition. The guy is 23 years old. He lost 200 pounds, and he was on an episode that was this past Monday, and his name is Alex Respis, and he's a big Braves fan.
23, and he needed to lose 200 pounds? That's the achievement. Losing it, who cares? But to be 200 pounds overweight at 23, that's
here was
impressive.
The deal they did with this guy. He's such a big Braves fan that he works out only in Braves T-shirts, that they said if he can lose 100 pounds in the first 3 months, he started off at 459. The show will foot season tickets for him for the Braves. So I think he did that. I think he did something, and then something happened where in the middle he kind of lost focus. So they sent him down to Fort Benning.
Yeah.
And they had him train down there.
Little ranger training.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But we got to get him on the show. He's a local guy. And
do we have to buy him something? Sounds like he works
Maybe we'll get him
well
some probiotic chocolate.
If you bribe him with some Braves tickets.
Braves tickets, we'll get him on the show.
Don't you know some of the Braves? Your buddies with Glavin.
It's an honor to come on our show. We shouldn't have to bribe anyone to come on our show. If we got the CEO of Attune Foods to come on our show and the CEO of Honest Tea, we can get Alex Respis on the show as well. I'd love getting these guys on that lose all that weight. He should actually be in the studio with us.
Yeah, right? Since he's here.
He should. Absolutely. All right, yeah, anything else before we leave? Anything to say?
That's it.
Friends, anyone you want to say shout outs to? Nothing? No products? Nothing you want to show any love to?
You know what,
show any love?
The receptionist here just bought a Fitbit.
Because of you?
Because of me. She posted it on Fitbit saying, hey, I
can't believe
this.
You didn't give her yours because you don't use yours anymore, do you?
Every day. I just don't exercise, but it's keeping track of my sedentary lifestyle.
How come it's not putting I don't see the post anymore.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
I
thought it was.
I look
forward to my 1,500 steps in a day?
No, all right. I like the ones where I get the 30,000 steps. I did 14 miles today. I'm like,
I
don't know what he's talking about.
That happened once.
All right. Well, for Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Every week we're making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We'll see you next time.